Investing involves risks, including the risk of loss of your investment. Please consult with a financial professional before investing. Securities offered through Liberty Group, member FINRA, SIPC.
Every day you keep me safe and warm and loved and fed. But today's your special day, it was my turn instead. So I got up at 5 a.m., I've been working hard since then. Some things I didn't get quite right, next year I'll try again. Just for you I did my best to cut my own hair. Some places came out pretty good and some are kind of bare. I washed all your nicest clothes but the washer wasn't free. So I used the dishwasher, pretty smart of me. Remember no one's perfect, every kid has faults. Remember it's the thought that counts more than the results. My heart was in the right place even though I did it wrong. It was all to say on Mother's Day, my love for you is strong.
Good morning. The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC. And the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. Oh, here he comes. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, President and CEO of the Liberty Group, LLC. Now, broadcasting live from the Protect Your Assets studios in downtown Oakland, here's Mr. Sandman.
Good morning. Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander. I'll be your host today. It's so great to be with you this morning, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Hope you enjoyed that little treat. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, they call me the Sandman. That's right. You heard it right. The Sandman, because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week, because I am a financial advisor and an attorney. We're live right now in the studio on this beautiful morning out in downtown Oakland. It's just a lovely day. It's going to get warm today. If you have a tax question, maybe a legal issue on your mind, well, if you want some advice, go ahead and pick up the phone right now. The number is 888-588-5818. Again, that number, I have a live operator standing by, 888-588-5818. Or if you don't want to be on the air, you can always tweet me a question anytime you like at PYA, stands for Protect Your Assets, at PYA Radio, anytime you like. One of the things most people don't know about, and this happened this week a lot, so I figure, you know what? Thank you so much for everybody who brings this great content. I mean, this was another great week of people coming in with their questions, their problems, and I enjoy helping you work through these, and I love sharing this content with everyone on the show. So this came right from a person this week. They didn't know about how their income taxes were going to change once they started to turn on all their retirement income sources. So not only do the paychecks stop coming every 2 weeks, but the way you receive your Social Security, your investment income, and if you're lucky enough to have a pension, all causes you to pay taxes that you've never paid before. And there are so many changes that you have to deal with when you retire, like your health care, long-term care questions. Maybe you're paying off your house. We had one of those this week. Should you or should you not pay off your house? The last thing you want to deal with is paying additional or different taxes that you just weren't aware of. Don't get blindsided by the tax man and pay more than you have to in taxes. Make sure you listen to the entire show today, as I'm going to go through in each segment different types of taxes you have to pay on your retirement income sources and some strategies that you can use before you get that huge tax bill. You're going to want to keep it right here. Now, let's get started. Talk about another interesting time. I mean, we're living in just, I think, the most dynamic time we've ever seen. Last week, and since really mid-February, the market's been like a yo-yo, up and down, up and down, up and down, and you never know what's going to happen. And this week, we had some pretty significant things happen. Tuesday, President Trump decided to withdraw us from the Iran nuclear deal. Now, you would think that the market would have freaked out on something like that. I mean, let's face it. Since mid-February, whenever there's been this sort of news, the market doesn't like it. And so we saw a sell-off on Tuesday, but then it finished flat for the day. And what happened later through the week was the inflation reading. This was for April. It was really not seen that the economy was really having a problem with inflation. And so the Fed likely will not be as aggressive as everyone thought they might be. So we saw oil, as a result of the Iranian announcement, go up over $70 a barrel. And this was the first time in 4 years that we've seen oil go up over 70. And it was about a 1.4% move for the week. And so some people were saying, well, if oil gets more expensive, the consumer's not going to have enough money, and therefore they're not going to be spending it the way we'd like to see, and this is going to hurt the tax cuts. But you know what? There's so much more good news out there. And the market seems to have changed its personality, is the best way I could describe it. And if you look at the market for the week, the Dow closed up 7 straight days in a row. We finished at 24,831. It was up 2.3% for the week. And this just shows you that sometimes you just got to be in it so you don't miss these kind of moves, because they're somewhat subtle, but they gain steam. And for the week, that's a pretty good move. Now, the S&P 500, this is quite interesting, finished over 2,700. We finished at 2,727. It was up 2.4% for the week. And you may say, so what? What does that mean? It's a big deal. You see, the S&P 500 for some time has been trying to get through 2,700. That was the resistance on a technical basis. And the fact we got through that is a big deal. There are all sort of death crosses happening and all kinds of 200-day moving averages. And this is all industry speak I don't want to get into because it's just so boring. But anyway, the reality is it's held up, and this is good. And if we can get through 2,800, you know, I've been talking about 3,000 on the S&P this year. I think it's going to happen at some point. But if we can get through 2,800 and get all the way back up to 2,872, remember, that was the high on the S&P 500. That could be very good for my upside target there. I am not going to say that you're not going to see 10% swings here or there this year, because I think they're still out there. But overall, this is a really good sign. And I'm still pretty positive about the overall equity market. And I'm not alone. You had Warren Buffett this week. He spoke up and he said he loves stocks and he loves the U.S. economy and he thinks it's pretty good right now. And so that's pretty good news. And then you've got the S&P 500 earnings. Now, get this. The earnings on the S&P 500 are up 26.5% for the first quarter as compared to the first quarter last year. This is the best earnings season we've seen in, get this, over 20 years. Think about that. I mean, that's significant. And why hasn't the market really moved as a result of all that? I think this is the time where it's starting to turn and you're seeing it. It just feels like the momentum and the whole flavor, the whole wrapping around it has changed. It's become a little bit more positive. You can just see it in the momentum. So this is what I'm seeing, and I like that. You're seeing some strength in the defense stocks this week. We saw yesterday President Trump talk about the lower price of drugs and how they're going to roll this out. Some ideas again. I mean, again, he's big. Always resolves in some sort of a solution or a mediation. That's kind of the nature of this. And the overall stocks perform well in that sector. They liked what they heard towards the end of the day. So this is just more positive news, I think, that's really going to benefit everybody. And, you know, I think the market's enjoying this. Now, you also had one of the Fed presidents, the St. Louis Fed president. I know he doesn't vote, but he said that there possibly would be no more raises of interest rates this year. And believe me, he's going to be talking about it at those meetings, even though he doesn't vote. He certainly has their ear and he'll certainly be making that argument. So you have some people now starting to say no more interest rate rises. And if that were to happen, it might be pretty good. So in any event, look for your gas prices to be a little bit higher this summer. I mean, we're already seeing that. Another good sign of economic activity is mergers and acquisitions. So that's businesses buying other businesses, usually bigger businesses buying smaller businesses. that activity has started to pick up. And that's a good sign that the economy is actually starting to do well and will do better. And that also means that financial stocks who are involved in M&A deals, they're going to start getting some revenue from that. It could be significant revenue. So that's something to keep your eye on. And, you know, we've been talking about financials for a really long time, and I'm pretty excited about what's going on there. Now, this past week, I was lucky enough to sit down with a bunch of executives from across the country. Fidelity annually puts on what's called their executive forum, and we all meet this year. We met in Phoenix, Arizona. Great time. But you get all kinds of interesting discussions. And one of the discussions I sat in on, because I've been just kind of, what is this? I don't really get it. Cryptocurrency. You know, what's it all about? And I'm going to be bringing you more information about this because I think it's something that is not going away. I think it's going to be in our futures. And I would say 5 years from now, it's going to look entirely different from the way it looks today. And I think that most of us are going to be using cryptocurrency in some way, shape, or form. And right now, this is kind of opportune because this week and next week is known as Crypto Week, if you didn't know that. So everyone who's kind of in the biz is out there talking about this right now. And so I was lucky enough to sit in on this meeting and see how people who are forward thinkers are thinking about how we're going to use cryptocurrency in, say, the next 3 to 5 years. Now, I didn't know this, but Bloomberg evidently has created a new index. It's called BGCI. Now, I don't know anything about this. I'm encouraging you to go out there and look at it and think about it. Again, I'm just talking about it. I'm not recommending you do anything here. I'm just saying this is going to be in existence, and I understand this is what it's all about. This particular Bloomberg index is something, if you would like to equate it to, say, an S&P 500, where you've got something to measure an industry against. That's what it's designed to be. It's supposedly going to be composed of the 10 largest cryptocurrencies, and it's going to be used as simply a benchmark. And so they're going to cap the exposure. So in this case, obviously, Bitcoin's the big dog out there. They're going to cap the weighting at 30%. So you can't have more than 30% of one particular stock in this particular index. And I think it's kind of interesting. But obviously, blockchain is not going away, I don't think. And what is blockchain? I mean, simply, it's a database. That's all it is. And it's a very efficient way to move currency around. And what it does is it cuts out a lot of people and mistakes from moving capital from one place to another. And imagine it this way. Imagine if you were going to send money to your brother in New Jersey and then your cousin in Switzerland. And so you go down to the Western Union or your bank and you go ahead and you do two separate transactions. Well, instead of having to do that, if you had this cryptocurrency, you could just hit a button, bam, and you hit both those people in one time. So it's a much more efficient way to move capital to people instead of involving multiple people, multiple hands in it, if you will. And that's, I guess, is simply what I got out of it. So I hope that helps you this morning understand a little bit about it. Some of the things to think about is custody, because as you have your currency, you have to custody it somewhere because it's electronic and you have a key, if you will, or a password. And if you lose that, you lose your money. So one of the interesting businesses that's starting to pop up is something that's called custody. And where do you actually custody your currency and how is it safe and how can it not be hacked? Those are some interesting issues. So there's some companies out there right now that are doing that. And I found this fascinating. So we'll keep talking about this subject if, you know, I hear my listeners are interested in it. Next week, you're going to have Cisco announce earnings on Wednesday. This could be big because Cisco, as you know, provides a lot of services to businesses. And if their earnings are on the upswing and they have a good perspective of the future, that could be good for the market. Also, Thursday is a big day for retailers. Stocks like Walmart, Nordstrom, JCPenney, they're all announcing. And this could show what the consumer's up to and what the retailers are going to look like. Friday, this is a big deal because one of the linchpins out there is NAFTA. What's going to happen with NAFTA? What's going to happen with building cars? This is a big issue right now. And the Congress has unofficially put a deadline next Friday as the day when all these guys have to get their, and gals, have to get their deals together and bring it to Congress. So look for some action on Friday around NAFTA. Keep it tuned right here because when we come back, I'm going to help you understand how your various sources of retirement income are going to be taxed. Social Security is an important part of your retirement plan, but do you know how that will be taxed and what you can do about it so it's not taxed more than you want it to be. I'm going to discuss the different ways you got to think about Social Security. Keep it tuned right here. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Looking for a good read? Pick up a copy of David's book, Protect Your Assets. Are you ready for retirement? Just go to LibertyGroupLLC.com. That's LibertyGroupLLC.com. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.
I vacuumed really quietly. I didn't use the power. I cleaned your dirty iPad screen. I held it in the shower. I painted all the ceilings. It was easy with the mop. Now the carpet's painted too with cool rainbow drops. I answered all your work emails with just leave me alone. And we gave a prince from Scandinavia a loan. I watered all the houseplants with the garden hose. I forgot to turn it off, sometimes that's how it goes. Remember, no one's perfect, every kid has faults. Remember, it's the thought that counts more than the results. My heart was in the right place even though I did it wrong. It was all to say on Mother's Day, my love for you is strong.
I just freeze every time you see it through me. And it's all over you, electric. On my knees, help me, baby, tell me what can I do. Electric.
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. The Sandman and his team are dedicated to tailoring an income strategy to protect your assets and create income you can never outlive. Call right now for your no-obligation lifetime retirement plan at 888-588-5818.
Welcome back. I got to say, this is just an awesome opening. We have so much fun around here, don't we? I hope you guys really enjoy this. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. So happy to be here with you this morning. I'm David Hollander, known as the Sandman around here because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions. And one of the biggest changes in your retirement is your tax situation. And we just saw it this week a few times, and I thought, wow, we really need to discuss this, how retirement income gets taxed and what you can do about it. Because one of your most important income sources in retirement is your Social Security. But Social Security, is it taxable? I mean, let's face it. Right now when you get your paycheck and you look at your paycheck, isn't there something on there called SDI? And isn't that tax? I mean, you're paying taxes on it now as you earn it. And then when you receive Social Security later, you got to pay tax on it again. That just doesn't seem right. How can they double tax you? I thought they got rid of that stuff in the Revolutionary War and stuff. Well, actually, your Social Security benefits are never fully taxable. But some retirees pay tax on their Social Security, while some pay no tax on their Social Security. You heard me right. No tax. So here's some things to consider and some ways you may want to set this up as you start to think about this, hopefully before you're in this situation. and that's whether your Social Security benefits are going to be taxable or not. This depends on what's known as your filing status and how much other income you receive. And notice I say that, how much other income you receive, because a lot of you, in fact, this week I saw it many, many times, have all kinds of income coming from different sources, which is great, but you're not spending all that income. And so you're paying taxes on that income, even though you don't need it. And later we'll talk about the RMD, which is an example of that. But to calculate whether your Social Security benefit's going to be taxable or not, this is something you want to do before you start to go down that road, is what I want you to do, if you could do it now, is you want to get together all of your income sources that you just paid taxes on. So think about this. You just paid your taxes. You probably took that little folder, right, and you stuck it away somewhere. Well, this morning, I want you to pull it out. And if you're driving down the road right now, pull over and write some of these things down, because I want you to go dig these things out and look at them and understand what's going on here. Because if you don't get in front of this next year, what's going to happen? The same exact thing. and you're going to pay more tax. And I don't want you to do that. This is all coming from a lot of your investments. That's how we're going to connect that today. Now, if you're getting Social Security right now, here's what you're getting. What you'll see is one of those documents is something called the SSA 1099. So you're going to want to locate that if you're collecting Social Security right now. If you're not, don't worry about it. But for those of you who are, put that on your list, SSA 1099. Okay, next document you want to pull off your tax return is your W-2. Get your W-2. Also, any 1099s you have, these are kind of the culprits, is the 1099. Grab your 1099s, all of them, and lay them in the stack that we're talking about. Any of you have any K-1s? Well, if you have rental properties and say they're in partnerships or things like that, then you do. And you want to get a hold of those K-1s. And you're probably going to say, God, I don't know what all this stuff means. Well, I'm going to help you. Okay, I'm going to help you. So just write down K-1. Find it. All right. Any other supporting documents you have that are related to income, you need to get a hand of those. And you're going to have to put that here in your stack. Okay, and this is all about 2017, by the way. All right, so you pulled all these out, you put them in a stack. Now what? Sort through these documents and look for, if you're getting Social Security, look for your SSA 1099. This is the tax form which reports your total Social Security benefit. Now, if you're not collecting Social Security yet, I want you to go get your Social Security report. You can get that at ssa.gov. Again, ssa.gov. It says get my Social Security benefit report. Go through some crypto government stuff and you'll get your report. When you get your report, it's going to show your benefit and you can just write that down on a piece of paper. Now, if your only source of income is your Social Security check, then again, generally, here the disclosure here, your benefits are not generally taxable. You may not even have to file a return. However, if you received income from other sources, and those could be all kinds of things, then your benefits will not be taxed unless, and this is where this gets a little funky, so write this down, your modified adjusted gross income, if you go out and Google it, it's MAGI, they call it, the MAGI, M-A-G-I, okay, is more than the base amount for your filing status. So if your MAGI is more than your base amount, you're going to start paying taxes. The quick and dirty way we do this is we do a formula, and that's just what you do. You take one half of the total Social Security benefit. Now, again, if you got a Form 1099, SSA 1099, it would be half of that. And you take that and you add that to all your other income that's in that stack we just talked about, and you include any tax-free interest that you may have. Now, compare the total to the base amount of your filing status. And if your total is more than the base, then some of your Social Security may be taxable. Here are the base amounts. $32,000 for married taxpayers filing jointly. $25,000 for taxpayers filing as single. Now, here's a quick example. Grab a pen. Let's say that your single taxpayer, your Social Security benefit is $15,600 for the year. Let's say you have $1,000 in dividends, $1,000 in taxable interest, and $6,000 in other income. Your MAGI is $15,800, and that's $7,800 because remember the formula, half of the Social Security benefit, plus $8,000 dividend, taxable interest, and tax-exempt interest. Since the total is less than $25,000, that was the base amount for your filing status, your Social Security benefits will not be taxable. And so the game in all this is figuring out a way where you can get below that threshold. And you can do this, even though you have income coming in, you just have to figure out how to make it come from another source or stick it away. Now, don't think that tax-free municipal bonds aren't part of this formula, because they are. And I want to ask you a question. Are you open-minded? You're listening to me right now and you feel pretty good maybe about your current situation, your investment plan. And maybe some other folks are telling you everything's fine. There's no need to make any changes. But let's face it, nothing bad's happened yet. And Jack Welch said this, change before you have to. Why are you waiting until something bad happens to make a smart move? Waiting until something bad happens is the worst thing you can do. It's like putting the seatbelt on after the car crash. It's not going to help you afterwards. You need to put it on before you put the car in gear. So if you have municipal bonds or other types of dividend-producing investments, you need to get in front of this right now. Because if you don't, these sorts of taxes can derail your plans if you haven't positioned yourself correctly. Now, you're listening to me right now, and this is your sign. Your peace of mind is too important to be sitting there wondering if your current plan is on the right track, wondering if you'll have enough to end up financially secure to travel and have the freedom you want in retirement. We can help you. In our office, we have a CPA. We have four estate planning attorneys and a group of financial advisors who work as a team to help you get in front of these issues. Pay less taxes. Do you want to pay less taxes? I do. If so, we can help you with our Protect Your Assets Life Plan. In this plan, you're going to learn what precise steps you can take right now to get the most out of your Social Security, your tax-free bonds, and any other income sources that you may have. Get the questions answered now. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, even in the bank, add them all up together. For the first 10 callers this morning, you can have your very own plan created just for you and find out what smart moves you can make right now to take advantage of what you already have. Now, this will be absolutely no charge, but you must be one of the first 10 callers right now. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, here's the number, 888-588-5818. Remember, it's free. Get a second opinion right now. Dial this number, 888-588-5818. Coming up here on Protect Your Assets, I'm going to demystify how withdrawals from your retirement and investment accounts are taxed. And later in the show, I'm going to talk about how RMDs are taxed and how to avoid unnecessary penalties. Keep it right here, because when I come back, I'm going to get into that. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
Your car shiny inside and out with lots of olive oil. Who knew that oatmeal splatters up so high and far on boil? I tried to make you orange juice, but I spilled it on the floor. I tried to fry you bacon, we don't have a stove no more. Since you can't really cook this week, I called the pizza place. I emptied out the fridge and freezer so there's enough space. They should be here anytime, 2 dozen pizza pies. I paid with your credit card, I hope that you're surprised. Remember, no one's perfect, every kid has faults. Remember, it's the thought that counts more than the results. My heart was in the right place even though I did it wrong. It was all to say on Mother's Day, my love for you is strong.
Welcome back. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Retiring successfully is the result of proper preparation, and no one prepares you more for retirement than the Sandman and his team. This show is dedicated to helping people with proven strategies and advice on how to achieve your retirement goals. Call the Liberty Group right now at 888-588-5818 to set up your personal appointment. Operators are standing by. And now, here's your host, David Hollander.
Welcome back. Welcome back. And we're having a Mother's Day celebration today. Hope you all have a great Mother's Day. And don't forget to get your mom something. Get out there and do it now. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman around here, because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week. And it looks like we have a question for the day. I've got John up in Santa Rosa. Good morning, John.
Hello, David. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning. How are you? What can I do for you today?
Good morning. Well, I'm thinking about the good old retirement question. And just to give you a little background, I'm 58 years old. And, well, I think it's about time for me to ring in the day of retirement, as you will. And basically, I've acquired a lot of real estate over the years. I have a few different homes in different areas, and I'm living with I have a girlfriend in my apartment right now, and I'm not really sure where this is going to go with the relationship. Probably not the best idea to say that on the radio if she's listening, but this is the fact. I listen to you every day.
Okay.
And I need to know, where should I retire? And I have no idea where I'm going to retire. And what should I do about my real estate? Is my real estate protected, even though I'm not married to this girl?
Well, let me ask you a question. Does she have her name on any of these properties, or is it just in your name?
It's all in my name.
All right. And you mentioned that now you folks are living in an apartment together. Do you own this apartment building?
I do.
Okay. So are you thinking about cashing in because now the real estate prices have elevated and you think maybe this is a time to get out of them before the next crisis? Yeah.
It feels like everybody's doing it and I need to do it too.
All right. And then it sounds like, you know, you guys have been together for a long time and you're probably really good friends, but just the
20 years.
All right. The romance is not there anymore. Is that what's going on here?
Well, among other things, sure.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, she's obviously your good friend, right? And you want to take care of her. And I think in this state, there is, there are some rules around, you don't necessarily have to be married to establish property rights. And this becomes a much more detailed type of question. We want to know some more information from you. And you can certainly call us after and get some more info. But I would say, look, generally here in this case, you're probably going to be okay, particularly because you haven't been married. She's going to possibly have some claims. And so what I would suggest you do, the right thing to do would be to take care of her. And so what I would say is have a conversation with her and just say, look, you know, here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking of moving. Maybe you're thinking of going out of the country. I personally like Barcelona. So maybe you go to Barcelona, you buy an apartment building there, you get your rents, you kind of know what you're doing there. You buy a nice flat downtown. There's all kinds of things you can do on the beach, whatever. So let's just say you decide you're going to sell the apartment building right now. There's some other issues we should talk about with taxes and so forth. But let's just say you do that. You sell the building. And after you sell the building, you go ahead and you write her a check. And you have her sign a release as part of receiving that check. And, you know, you take care of her before anything really bad happens, like she goes and gets a lawyer. That would be not good. So this is a way where certainly you want to encourage her to see an attorney. But on the other hand, maybe the relationship is still a good friendship and you don't want to ruin that. And but you're just kind of ready to move on. So that's how I would approach it. I'd be honest with her. I'd sit down with her, talk to her about what's going on and say, hey, this is a good time to cash out because property values are high and we don't want to lose this equity. And now's a good time for us to kind of go our different ways.
Well, that's good because I do have a house down in Fremont too. I'll have to call you after the show because I could probably ask you a million questions now. Yeah, my mind going 1,000 miles a minute. Thank you. I will.
You're welcome. Yeah, you're very welcome, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you very much, Sandman.
You bet. Take care. So one of the biggest changes in retirement is your tax situation, and you pay taxes that you never paid before. Social Security, investment income, pension payments, withdrawals from your IRA, 401k, TSP, these are all taxable. And I don't want you to get blindsided by the tax man as you start to live off of this income because those paychecks stop coming. And so knowing what type of income and how it's taxed and having an understanding about that before you get in that situation is just a good idea. So when we talk about 401ks, 403bs, traditional IRAs, first and foremost, any amount of money you put into those things, all the gains in those accounts are going to be taxed as ordinary income at your existing tax rate as you pull those funds out to live on. Now, we talked about, and we're going to talk about again, the required minimum distribution. This is something at age 70 and a half, for those people who have a traditional IRA or a 401k, can cause some pretty major headaches for you because this money has to come out. And these RMDs that come out could push you into a higher tax bracket, and this causes you to pay more tax. So to lessen the tax load on these accounts, you may want to consider this. Start taking your disbursements while you're still in your early 60s because you may be in a lower tax bracket And you may have the ability to take out some more income before you cross the threshold into the next tax bracket. And you might want to do this rather than waiting until you're 70 and a half. If you take care in this area, you can steadily withdraw money and stay within your current tax bracket. Now, another type of income you may live off are stocks, bonds, mutual funds. And so remember, if you sell stocks, bonds, or mutual funds at a gain, and you've owned them for at least a year, then you're going to owe long-term capital gains tax. And depending on your income, that could mean no tax at all. For example, consider this. Under the new tax code for 2018, if you're married filing jointly and you earn up to $77,200, any gain on a sale of a stock that's long-term is going to be tax-free. And you know how we love tax-free around here, so that's a great way to do that. Now, if you're a married couple and you make between $77,200 and get this, $479,000, then your tax rate on that same sale would be 15%. Still not too bad, but that would be the tax on that sale. And with people who have incomes above $479,000, you're going to be looking at a 20% tax, which is still a heck of a lot better than your ordinary tax rate. So if you hold these assets for less than a year, again, we're talking about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, then you're going to owe short-term capital gains, which are essentially the same as your ordinary tax rate. Now, what about dividends? Because a big part of your retirement could be dividends. Now, qualified dividends, those that meet requirements for a specific holding period, are taxed at long-term capital gains rates. And again, those are pretty good. So while non-qualified dividends are going to be taxed at your ordinary income tax rate. So really find out if you have qualified versus non-qualified dividends and then use that as part of your total income strategy as you start putting your retirement income together. Now, another area you may get income from, these are things that are just sitting around. A lot of people have money markets. They have lots of cash sitting in money markets. Some of you take that cash and you buy higher interest CDs. Interest payment on these funds are taxed at ordinary income tax rates. But there's one big caveat to all this. If you live in one of these states, Alaska, Florida, Nevada, John, you may want to think about this, New Hampshire, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, or Wyoming, you're not going to pay any state income tax on these sort of interest. Same for your 401ks or IRA withdrawals. Social Security benefits, pension payments, no tax. So that's sufficient, and that could be very beneficial to you. And I have a lot of clients right now selling property and moving out of the state. Now, obviously, this is complicated, and you have a lot of things coming at you, and you're trying to make sense of all this. So you definitely want to make sure you talk to someone who's qualified, who's knowledgeable, and who's familiar with your tax situation before you make any of these kind of moves, because just looking at investments doesn't make a lot of sense if you don't know what the tax situation is. You can do a lot of good by using the tax code, particularly in retirement, to your advantage. That's why it makes a lot of sense to meet with our team here at the Liberty Group, who looks at these things every single day. In our office, we have a CPA. We have four estate planning attorneys. We have a group of financial advisors, and they all work together as a team for you, to help you look at how to take advantage of these things. We can help you get in front of these new tax laws with our Protect Your Assets Life Plan. Now, you're going to learn what steps you should be taking right now, which income spigot to turn on, which to turn off, how to make the most out of this new 2018 tax law. What do you need to be doing right now? If you have questions and you don't know what to do, your accountant you just sat down with didn't tell you how to realign yourself for this year, now's the time. We're in May right now, folks. You still have a lot of months left of the year. If you've saved at least $250,000 in an IRA, 401k, money market account, CD, just add them all up together. For the first 10 callers right now this morning, you can have your very own Protect Your Assets Life Plan created just for you at no charge. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, the number is 888-588-5818. 5818. Pick up the phone right now. This is going to be free for the first 10 callers. Talk to a member of my team right now. 888-588-5818 and request your own personal meeting to find out what moves you should be making right now for this 2018 tax gift that just came your way. John D. Rockefeller said it best. The surest way to accumulate wealth is to not pay tax on income you're not using. So ask yourself this question. Do you really need to take that RMD right now? And are you spending all that income that they're forcing you to take? If not, what's a great way to use the new tax code to help you pass on more to your family? I'm going to share that with you when I come back. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. I'll be right back.
The lines are open to the first 10 callers. Call the Liberty Group right now at 888-588-5818 to get your free retirement master plan. That's 888-588-5818.
My heart was in the right place even though I did it wrong. It was all to say on Mother's Day, my love for you is strong. It was all to say on Mother's Day, my love for you is strong.
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Do you dream of a successful retirement? Let the Sandman and his team guide you towards a smart retirement by calling 888-588-5818 and scheduling an appointment today. And now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm the Sandman, and you're listening to the Protect Your Assets show. And we want to wish all the mothers out there a happy Mother's Day weekend. Guys, make sure you get out there and get your mom something. Do it now. Listen, one of the best ways to get to know us is to sit down with us. We had a great meeting this last Thursday, and we're going to do it again. This coming Thursday, May 17th at Piotti's in Santa Clara, I still have a few seats available. This is going to be a great retirement program. Retiring in Trump's America, what are some things you need to be thinking about and doing right now? If you'd like to come to that, it's as simple as this. Pick up the phone right now. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, it's 888-588-5818. Or you can go to the website, libertygroupllc.com. Click on the workshops tab, and you can register right there to reserve your seat. I'm going to wish some happy birthdays. Earl Stahl, Elaine Gong, Dave Mastardi, and of course, Maureen Walsh. Maureen, good luck in South Carolina. Another person getting out of California, cashing in and getting out. Good for you. Enjoy your birthday. So we've been talking this morning about taxes and retirement and how when you retire, it's just something else you have to deal with. Because they're just taxed differently, the sort of income sources that you rely on. So if you're among the 2.1 million baby boomers turning 70 right now, happy birthday. But the IRS has a gift for you, and that's called the Required Minimum Distribution, or RMD, from your retirement account. So let me run you through the ABCs of RMDs so you don't get socked by that 50% tax penalty. RMDs are this. Once you turn 70 and a half, the IRS makes you take a certain amount of money out of these accounts. Write these down. IRA, rollover IRA, inherited IRA, SEP IRA, simple IRA, 401k, 403b, 457, Kehoe. There are no required minimum distributions for a Roth IRA unless it's an inherited account. Now, you have to take your RMD no later than April 1st of the year after the year you turn 70 and a half. So this is what it means. April 1st, 2019, if you turn 70 from January 1st through June 31st this year, or April 1st, 2020, if your birthday is July 1st through December 31st. After your first RMD year, You need to make sure your required minimum distribution is done by December 31st of each successive year. But here's why you don't want to wait until April 1st of the year after you turn 7.5. Because then you have to take two distributions in the same year. And that could elevate you into a much steeper tax bracket and certainly have you pay much more in taxes. These RMD taxes and penalties are something you can avoid. So before you transition into retirement, it's super important that you take advantage of these new tax rules. I've created this episode of Protect Your Assets Today for you because at Liberty Group, we help our clients by integrating their investment and their tax planning. That's because investment planning that incorporates tax efficiency is the best kind of plan. Do you want an average plan or the best plan for you? When was the last time your financial advisor asked to see a copy of your tax return? Let that sink in for a moment. You're listening to my show right now so you can understand how tax reform will impact your bank account. So you can take advantage of the new tax changes that are in this 500 plus page tax code. And if your advisor doesn't know your tax situation, if they aren't asking to review your tax return every year, then that should concern you. I can tell you, someone who's in this business, that you cannot have an investment strategy that's tax efficient and fully integrated without first understanding your tax situation. You have to look at this every year. This is complicated, and you need a team of people working on your side. So in our office, we have a CPA, a handful of estate planning attorneys, and a team of financial advisors who want to help you now. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage, or other type of account, then pick up the phone right now. And for the first 10 callers, you can have your very own Protect Your Assets Life Plan created just for you at no charge. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, to get your free plan, here's the number, 888-588-5818. You pick up the number and the phone, talk to a member of my team right now, 888-588-5818. Want to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. I'm David Hollander. I'm the Sandman. Have a great weekend. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Making the cutest that I've ever seen.
We hope you enjoyed the show, and more importantly, we hope you learned something valuable. We'll be back next week at the same time, same place.
All calls have been screened. Callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence, and that legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Callers should not provide their full names while on the air. The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the station. Proper advice depends on complete analysis of all the facts and circumstances.
The information given on this program is in the nature of general financial comment and cannot be relied upon as pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent, number 0B48569.
Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions.